This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It is a unique season for many of our listeners. Most will be churchgoers who aren't gathering face-to-face anymore but doing some kind of online experience. How do you think this season, where we aren't in those face-to-face gatherings, is redefining our understanding of church?
Well, it's definitely a different experience for all of us, nothing we've ever faced before, where the church is scattered. We're in our homes with our families, but beyond that, it's hard to get that church community. And that's where we're seeing a gap in the ability to have fellowship and join one another as we worship God.
And we know that many people around the world experience that sort of dislocated way of church life day in and day out. Obviously, the persecuted church have been gathering in homes and in even underground in so many ways for so many years. What can we really learn from their experience in this time?
Well, that's the great thing about Open Doors. We've been helping the persecuted church for 65 years, and now we can transfer the lessons we've learned into our current situation with this COVID-19 and this disconnection that we're all facing. And I think often when a lot of people think house church, they think China. And it is true, there's many house churches in China, but it's actually all throughout the world. We see people meeting in cafes in North Africa and in Central Asia meeting groups of three because groups of four are too risky. And so there's plenty of stories and experiences that the persecuted church can teach us, saying faith can still be alive and growing and the communities can be built even in this time of isolation and scatteredness of the church.
Because where do you think we get the idea from that you have to be gathered as a big group of people to somehow do church? Because there's something really beautiful about being in a lounge room and being just four of you worshipping together too, I think.
Yeah, it's a very interesting, almost Western ideal that we have. The church has to be big, has to be in the church building itself. But the Bible tells us that when two or more gather together, God's presence is there. And I think that's a beautiful thing that the church is going to realize in this time. I know my family has grown closer during this time as we did church shows on a Sunday together. And I think other families will also reflect this as time goes on. They realize God is in their midst whenever they meet together.
You actually get to hear how your mum and dad sound singing, which normally you don't get to on a Sunday necessarily.
Yeah. It's a little bit different, but we still love them and enjoy praising with them.
Yeah, the pros and cons. And you guys at Open Doors have put out a really great resource called House Church to help people navigate the differences of this season. Tell us a little bit about that. What's inside?
Well, as soon as we heard that churches couldn't meet in buildings anymore, we knew that we had to step up because with the experience we have of people meeting in homes, we wanted to share that and support the Australian church. And part of Open Doors is helping people follow Jesus all over the world, no matter the cost, and that includes Australia and New Zealand. So we've stepped up and we said, how do we support the church? And for us, that was House Church by Open Doors. And in this resource, there's video lessons from our CEO. This week, we're launching our kids' video for the first time, along with discussion questions, a run sheet to help you kind of navigate the intricacies of how do I run church in my own home? And we aren't trying to replace church sermons. If your church is great at doing online material, we'd really encourage you to continue with that and join your community. There's just extra resources to say, hey, it's a long week to just have one sermon. Here's some great resources to build you and your faith up.
And I hear Open Doors often say that you almost don't want the persecution to lift from the church in some ways because Christians really thrive under persecution, but you obviously want the world to gather and pray and form community with one another. Why is that one of the cornerstones of what you guys do as an organization?
Well, persecution is biblical. We see as soon as Stephen is martyred for his faith, the church is scattered, and as they're scattered and sent out, the gospel is scattered and sent out. And so it's a little bit different as COVID-19 is not a form of persecution, but it is pushing us into similar situations where we face isolation and uncertainty. And it's really important to see God in that, that in hardship and struggle, faith deepens, courageous faith is built. And I know our church has seen people who haven't been to church in decades joining in for that live stream and jumping on the computer and saying, I want to hear about God in this time because it's an uncertain time. So I think it's an amazing opportunity for the Australian church as we meet in our household to say, let's share the gospel with those that need it most.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.